Welcome to the Rock Live Podcast. We are here for yet another episode, and it's just a beautiful day. I'm here with Pastor Brian. Pastor Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right. I'm excited for our topic today, as we are going to discuss really God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's a professional in the area of God's faithfulness, but testimony after testimony of, you know, I have the privilege of not just being a fellow or a colleague of yours, but I would consider myself a friend of yours. Is that okay?
Yeah,
is that too presumptuous?
I would hope you'd call yourself a friend.
You're a bud, you're a pal, you're a homie. Just in getting to know you over the years, you can't help but see God's faithfulness over your life, just in what God's done in your life. And really, because not because you're a star, although I think you're a star, but because you've just, I think there's a thing about allowing God to work in your life. And, why am I stuttering? Because I don't want to put you out, but we've had some just personal conversations, and I've seen you walk through the stuff, and we've talked about, man, this is the side no one wants to talk about, right? And I won't air our dirty laundry. Not that
we have
dirty laundry.
You can always air mine out. I'm an open book. So.
Well, and that's what I mean. Not that you have any, but just in like, right? I mean, we have, how many of our conversations, like, this is the side that people don't see when they see blessed,
yeah,
right? So if they see Pastor Brian, or you see anyone blessed, anyone, whether it be a pastor or just a business person, a famous person on social media, we see that side. And we often don't see the toil, the spiritual warfare, the frustrations, the tears, the sweat and blood that goes into walking these things out. And to me, you come to mind in these areas, Pastor Brian, because, again, we've been colleagues for 20 years, but even in recent decade, just kind of walking through what God has done, brought us through. I know, give us maybe a little bit of background of, you've shared on the podcast before, of just even just on the surface level of where God has brought you on the church employee side in the last, what is it, 10 years, 22 years.
22
years on 22 staff.
22 years on staff. So, you know, applied to work for the maintenance department 22 years ago, started May 30th, 2003. Worked maintenance for a couple years, moved over to our facilities department in the building area, ended up going back as we slowed down in some of the building, moved back over into the maintenance side, mm-hmm. Doing the custodial end to get moved into the food distribution center and kind of manage with the food and outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And
which was technically a promotion in a lot of senses, right?
Absolutely.
It was more from the maintenance side to a more ministry-minded or geared side in terms of practical ministry with people, more people interactions, right?
Yeah, a lot more ministry side, yeah. And definitely, you know, it was a promotion at the time. I became a manager of the warehouse,
mm-hmm.
and so I did that for a number of years, and then ended up taking over all the outreach departments and
yeah.
overseeing those for a while, and you know, I think I was in outreach for 16 years, combined, and then. You know, moved over to the Helps Ministries a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the biggest thing, Pastor Antonio, is whatever God puts in my hand, you know, whether I want to do it or don't want to do it, whether I understand it or don't understand it, I'm going to do the best with what he hands me.
Right.
So that I can say, God, you're worthy of whatever it is you want me to do.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of lived that way. You know, like I said, all the years I worked in maintenance, I did my work under the Lord.
Yeah.
And in the food distribution, you know, funny story, even I remember as I became pastor over the Helps Ministries, and there was this moment where I found myself kind of struggling,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just trying to find a balance of where I was at. And, you know, it's such a big role, big position, one that I definitely didn't feel worthy to step into, nor did I understand why they would even entrust me with it in the first place. You know, becoming a pastor, and that's never really how I saw myself. You know, I definitely envisioned myself doing other things. And I felt these weights that I was carrying during that season. And I remember I went to this conference, and God spoke to me, because we went up to the altar for some ministry time, and I just asked, you know, I was like, God, what's going on? Like, where am I struggling, and why am I struggling with these things? And he says, you know, you've spent your whole life proving that I'm good enough, and right now you're trying to prove you're good enough for the position you stepped into. You got to stop trying to prove that you're good enough, and just continue to do the work that I've asked you to do because I'm good enough. Yeah. And it was like this transition again, going back, like I don't have to prove myself to anybody but Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, if I can stand before God and know that I gave 120%,
yeah,
then I did my job. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of living my life that way. It's not always easy. You know, like you said, people get to see the fun side of everything.
Yeah.
Right. But it does come with a lot of prayer, comes with a lot of sacrifice. And, but I think again, God's worthy of all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave everything for us.
Well, and thank you, Pastor Brian, for sharing that. We're going to jump into some of your thoughts on even some of the practical takeaways we have in that. And really, the star of the show on any time we do a podcast is never about us,
yeah,
never about our works. The Holy Spirit and God is always the star of the show because he empowers us with by his grace. And so I want to make sure that we keep that at the forefront. And even the practical takeaways that we want to give, you know, your testimony is just that, to stir up faith in people. So yeah, it's not to boast on anything that we're doing, but rather to encourage somebody watching, listening, to say, man, that's how that it did it for him. This all translates to anybody, regardless of an industry, maybe of work, or even your family setup, right? The structures and systems we have in our life, this is all parallel. It's all practically applicable for us, Pastor Brian. And so the next question, or the train that I want to go on, is, again, we can look at, he's like, oh, that's how Pastor Brian became Pastor Brian.
Yeah.
And again, that's not what the conversation is. It's everyone's believing for something,
yeah,
right? Or prayerfully, you have a something that you have faith for, that you want God to do with your life, take you, provide for you in a certain kind of way. And we often miss the connection dots. So before we were on air, we talked about, hey, let's make sure that we connect the dots for people, from people who are believing, right? Hey, it's great to believe that God is going to provide for us, yeah, and our families, in the area of our finances. But we often don't connect the dots of and reverse engineer that to how that happens.
Yeah.
Right. We want to think the financial blessing is going to come by, you know, part of our declaration is blessings and increase and checks in the mail. And those are all great things.
Yeah.
But not all of our increase is going to come by.
Now, what about increased capacity?
Right.
Right. What does that mean? Every time I, yeah, hear the word increased capacity, yes, I'm like, I'm a little scared to, yeah, say it. Does that mean I'm going to have more work and I'm going to have to grow?
Right. Right. Because there's a capacity that God's building on the inside of us that would equip us for the stewardship of that,
yeah,
part. So there is I don't want to say shadow side, because it's not a dark side, but there is the practical part of the blessing that we want, right? We want the more money without the more problems.
Yeah. Well, I think even, you know, it's like, my God will provide all, right, of my needs according to his riches and glory,
yeah,
right? In,
yeah,
Christ Jesus. And we get excited about that.
Yeah.
But the Bible also says, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Yes.
So,
right,
I mean, you know, he's going to provide,
mm-hmm,
but we definitely have the X factor. We got to put the work in.
Yeah.
Right. Not just showing up in the morning, even like you have to, even though God provided manna,
mm-hmm,
They still had to go up and gather the manna.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was faith in that. They even had, on that Sabbath day, they had to have faith that okay, I'm going to gather double today.
Yeah.
And then God, you're going to take care of me tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there's these acts of faith and obedience all throughout scripture that we see things like this, and we get really excited about, mm-hmm, the wins.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I love sports.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, a football fan through and through, and you watch game day.
Yeah.
And
let's pray for Pastor Brian in the comments. He is a Niners fan.
Yeah.
So let's pray for him. You know,
you are a Raiders fan, right? I mean, you guys did beat the Patriots, you know, so that's okay. But you know, it's funny because, you know, you look at football and we love watching game day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you show up to practice,
yeah,
nobody realizes the grind.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, pushing the sleds,
yeah,
so that these linemen can be comfortable with pushing a 330-pound D tackle around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what did it take,
yeah,
to get footwork like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, yeah, kind of workouts does it take to get strong? We see these guys with these ripped arms, and it's like, oh, man, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Right?
It's all genetics. No, bro.
They put the work in, right? I remember I was having a conversation with somebody recently, and you remember when the P90X fad came,
yes,
out, right?
Yes.
And we were all going to have P90X bodies in 90 days. And then you get the Diz, and you're like, you want me to do what for how many days? And then I got to eat what? Like,
yeah,
who,
yeah,
wants this diet, yeah, and who wants this regimen?
Right.
But the P90X body didn't just come.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because that was kind of the direction I wanted to go in. Because again, I know you would never boast on yourself, but for the practical takeaway for us today is kind of like we have what we're believing for. And I the reason why I wanted to have this conversation with you is because I've been what I would say a front row seat in seeing some of the practical steps of faith that have gotten you there. So again, you're believing for something, you, the listener, are believing that God's going to do something in you. But then again, the other side of that is walking this out. And as I've seen Pastor Brian, again, over the years, you mentioned you're a sports fan. You also, there was a time, I don't know how much now, you've been into politics. There's been topics that you liked and enjoyed talking about. But over the years, I remember, you know, that because you recognize that either sports talk or politics talk or certain subjects talk kind of found you ostracized from people. You took the position of, you know what? I don't want to ostracize someone. I don't want to make someone feel uncomfortable. I'll take something that's nothing wrong with liking X, Y, or Z, but to not put somebody off, I will, at my discomfort, love someone else.
Yeah.
And then the shift, I remember I'd go to your office over in the FTC, and it kind of went from a sports talk or a thought on, hey, this show that we watched or this or that, to, hey, I read this scripture. Hey, I was praying about this. And there was this heart transformation that took. Do you remember those moments? Right. And again you got really in. I mean, dude, you were I don't want to say you were shredded, like, you know, like you used to look good, Pastor Vasco. I'm not saying that. I remember when you were doing P90X,
yeah,
and that transformation, and like, so but that just shows again a level of discipline that the other side we don't see. And that's what I want to encourage us all with today, is that, man, I want us to believe and pray for more.
Yeah.
But let's not take away the component that God allows us, I would say allows us, to go through. Because if he just gave it to us, we wouldn't be able to sustain it, because we wouldn't know how to fight through, right? Because you've gone through the discipline of a diet, of a workout regimen, of telling yourself no to certain things, don't you think that's contributed to some of your, quote, I'm doing air quotes for those listening, success in ministry or Absolutely. At your job, because you've been able to go without that? Maybe you could speak to that.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime there's something that a passion or something that God is birthing on the inside of you, you know, there's a weight and responsibility that comes back at us. And I think, you know, God's preparing you. The question is, what are you going to do about it, right? You know, you look at all throughout the scripture, King David, right? It was in the hills of Judea that he was writing Psalms, and he was praising God, and he was fighting off the lion and the bear. And it's all the stuff that God saw behind the scenes is why he knew he can promote him to be the king that he needed him to be. And I think that's where, what are we doing behind the scenes? You know, it's like, if we want to be able to have conversation about the gospel, what kind of gospel are we putting in, right? Because daily devotional ain't gonna cut it, right? That'll start a 2-minute conversation, but the more you study, the more you prepare, the more, even, you know, I know personally, I am not the guy that can just quote scripture and ramble stuff off, and I could tell you go to this section, but I will say this, I put it in as much as I can. And when God's ready to reveal it, he brings it out. And I'm going to make sure. And because I know my weaknesses, I work extra hard on those weaknesses because I want to be fully prepared, you know, to defend the gospel when the time comes. And I think even like you were saying, when it comes to diet and exercise, what is it that I'm looking for? What is it that I'm wanting? You know, even in the business side, right? I was never preparing to be a pastor. However, I was preparing for a future outside of what I was doing. There was lot that I wanted.
That's so good.
And so I knew that where I was at was not where I wanted to be in 20 years. So what do I got to do? Right.
Yeah.
And so there are principles that I needed to put into place and disciplines I needed to put in place. You know, I was having a conversation with my nephew the other day, and you know, it's funny. He's like, I want to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So what do I got to do? Do I got to go to college? Mm-hmm. What do I got to do so that I can make a lot of money? And I'm like, well, how much are you willing to invest in yourself? What is it that you're wanting to do?
Yeah.
And how much are you willing to invest in yourself? You know, if you want to be an electrician, and you can make a lot of money as an electrician, if you're willing, you know, you want to start your own business, there's things that you can do.
Yeah.
Going to school, doing extra study time, how quick you move up.
yeah.
is going to be how quick you can prove yourself mm-hmm. in that trade.
Yeah.
Right. So there are things that you can learn day to day and you can learn in that 8 hours. But if you go home and you worked 8 hours on something and you have questions and then you do 4 hours of study time,
yeah.
you know, watching YouTube videos or doing whatever, and you start doing these things and gaining the attention
yeah.
of your supervisors, all of a sudden you're the next one up for the promotion. You're the next one up when it's time to bring someone along. And it's those practical things in our life, you know, that we need to make sure that we're implementing these things so that we're ready when the time comes, because I do believe that God wants to give us all more.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the question is, are we ready for the more?
Yeah.
And, you know, we can do all of the stuff on the spiritual side and say, okay, God, I want more. I'm spending time in prayer. I'm doing that. But even like with promotion, mm-hmm. right? All of us want to get promoted at work. Yeah. All of us want to make more money.
Yeah.
But have we put the disciplines in? Have we worked on, okay, well, I want to be a boss.
Yeah.
So have I worked on the way that I communicate with people? Mm-hmm. Have I worked on the way that, you know, like you had mentioned, I knew there were things that I had a desire that I wanted. Okay. I don't want to be stuck in this one, you know, pigeonholed in this one area where mm-hmm. it was like, oh yeah, he's going to be the sports guy.
Yeah.
Right. So, or he's going to talk to me about politics, but what above that do I want to have conversation with? Or if I want to build relationships, am I putting myself in a position
yeah.
to build godly relationships? Right. And I think, you know, we have to be willing to do the back end side of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and again, if we want to be a supervisor, well, what are we doing to put ourselves in a better position of communication? Mm-hmm. Are we working on our emails? Are we working on our text messages and everything's not just short, you know,
yeah.
Phrases now, and we're trying to put sentences together. Are we trying to figure out how to better communicate with people? Are we trying to work on our own self so that, you know, I can't lead men if I'm not
yeah.
being led by a man myself. And so am I working on my submission? Am I doing the practical things in my life so that when God's saying, hey, you know what? I see all of the men you're bringing me mm-hmm. right now to be king, but there's one that's missing.
Yeah.
There's a characteristic I'm looking for, and it's not in these men here. Yeah. It's someone that wasn't vying to get out of the hills
yep.
to get up here, but he was just doing his job,
mm-hmm.
you know, and getting good at it.
It always makes me sad when I hear business owners be reluctant to hire outspoken Christians.
Yeah.
Because these guys are the worst workers. You know, they say how Christian they are, but they're horrible workers. They don't work hard. They're doing this on the job, and they think because or they say they're Christian, they're supposed to do this. Or customers of goods and services that don't use Christian businesses because in the name of being Christian, I'm going to cut corners here or take longer than I said because, oh, you understand, brother, I was praying. I was at church last night, so I didn't get the job done when I said I would. And there's so much lesson in that we can all do, because now when we now announce that we are followers of Jesus, we already have, again, all eyes on us as believers. Now we are representing Jesus in what we're doing. So as Christian believers, employees, we should be the best.
We absolutely.
We should be willing to put in the time. We should be willing to do our due diligence. I'm not saying we have to be, what is it called? Punching bags at places, or you don't have to feel valued. But if you're at your job calling yourself a Christian, you should be excelling in what you're doing, because yeah. you're not working to your boss. You're not working only when it's fair, only when you feel like, oh, he doesn't treat us right. Well, work unto the Lord, like the yeah. Bible says. And I know, again, the reason why I think you're the right man for the job for this conversation is because you've been willing to do above and beyond. And that stands out. It stands out for people. And not because you were trying to do a path. You always had set before you, I want to do this unto the Lord. And I think for anyone who wonders about that, I mean, I know your path, you're in, like you said, envisioned a different path altogether.
Yeah.
So you weren't doing X, Y, and Z on the job so you can achieve A, B, and C at the job. You were doing X, Y, and Z because you know a principle that many of us need to learn is, as we learn unto the Lord, promotion comes from Him.
Yeah.
Now, that might not mean promotion at your current job. That might mean promotion anywhere in life. And again, I know we're talking a lot about work and finances, but this is everywhere in the structure of our homes, how we operate with fellow believers. Maybe you're a volunteer, you serve here at church. Hey, I've been here longer than that usher, and they asked that usher to be the lead when that person left. Why don't they ask me? Like, well, do you come? When do you go to the meetings you're asked to go to?
Yeah.
Do you show yourself faithful? Do you do what you're asked to do? You know, oftentimes we find ourselves never wanting to look in. We always want to look outside of what others are doing. it can be a lot more difficult to look at us. Has that something that you've done well, or where can you, can you speak to that?
I think one of the big things, I mean, even like you look at marriage, right? Everybody wants a good, godly marriage. They want a great relationship with their spouse. But what's the work that we're willing to put in? You know, I remember when Melissa and I first got married, and it was like, you know, we fought all the time, right? And, you know, in my mind, it was 100% her fault, right?
Of course.
And in her mind, it was 100% my fault. And, you know, I still loved her even though she was wrong. But, you know, the reality is I was the head of the home.
And shout out, Pastor Melissa. Happy birthday.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I had to learn, if I wanted to have a good godly relationship, I needed to put the work in. And I needed to figure out what it was that I wasn't giving my wife that I could give her. Because if I can do the things that she needed me to do, I could enter into this relationship that I was longing for, right? And I couldn't do it because I was expecting her to do something back. I was doing it because it was the right thing to do. And, you know, one of the things with me, Pastor Antonio, and you said we've known each other for a long time. When it comes to, like, the introspect, you know, my life scripture, right, is Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through verse number 14. And you know, Paul the Apostle, you know, he definitely, you know, he's like, hey, man, if I'm just here for salvation, then why am I still here? So it's not that I have attained, but that I may attain. So I press on to the onward call of God. You know, he just has done, like, saying everything he was, right, and everything he could be, but now understand that I'm still here, and I'm far from finished product.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is kind of the way that I live my life. I am 100% aware of all of my imperfections, and I'm sure there's some imperfections that I still need to be more aware of, but I'm always looking for those things, because I know that apart, like, when we put our resume up to Jesus's, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Right. And so what are the areas that I can, you know, because Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Right. And so what are the things that I can do to be the reflection of Jesus? Because I do know what I had to put in to even get into a position. And I'm not talking about like you're saying, there's no like simple steps to, it's just 100% after Jesus. I mean, I think that's what, when push comes to shove, is there anything that God can ask me that, you know, is too big or too much? And, you know, I think, you know, when you line your line up or your life up at the Garden of Gethsemane and to hear, you know, if this cup could pass, let it be done. Yeah. Right. Well, I don't think there's anything that I've had to sacrifice that's within the same cup of, you know, within any of the vicinity. I think all of us can agree with that. And so when I think of that scripture, it's like, man, there's really nothing that God can't ask me to do that I shouldn't be willing to say yes to.
Yeah.
Now, I'm far from perfect, and I get, you know, frustrated sometimes, and I have my dreams of going and living on a, you know, 30-acre lot that, you know, somebody's within 15 acres of all around me, you know. Why do you want to move to Wyoming? Yeah. Because it's the least populated state. And so, but you know, we have these desires and these things to do that. And, but I do know I'm here, not because I want to be here, but because God's worthy of me being here. And so if I'm going to say that God's worthy of me being here, then that means that God's worthy of all of my effort.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause if I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it unto him, then I need to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm not going to show up to a race just so that I can, you know, sit on the sidelines and watch it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to run in such a way to win.
Well, let me ask you, because I think a response can be, well, I'm not wired that way, Pastor Brian. I don't have that in me. That's not a natural, because some of them, like, you have some things going for you. Again, as a friend from the outsider, I could look at you like, but that comes easy for you. You have an organized mind, you know, or you have this and that. But again, it's not just, I was born this way and I can just do it. So walk someone who maybe is like me, or, you know, with a little bit, you tease me about my office, you know, like,
he doesn't clean his room.
A pen is out of place on your desk. And it, like, you're like, you're not, you know, you're dusting off every little thing. Whereas that's not the case in mine. But so maybe speak to that a little bit.
You know, it's funny, even raising my children and you know, even I've talked with my wife about these things. you know, a lot of the structures that I've implemented in my life is not just because I'm wired a certain way. Although we can all sit back and, like you're saying, we can all say, well, this is just how you are, but that's not necessarily,
that's good.
I've implemented structures to create who I wanted me to be. And so when you look at, you know, now I'm not saying I wanted to be neurotic, to where,
but you use the structures that you knew would work for you. And that's, I think, the lesson for all of us.
And I think that's, you know, we were having a conversation recently. There are things that God asks me to do that are completely outside of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not the guy that wants to get up on a platform and mm-hmm. preach all the time.
Right.
I don't like speaking in front of people. That's not my, I definitely have to be 100% dependent on God's grace to do that. So everybody gets to see how I am for that 40 minutes, but nobody sees the efforts that are going in, behind the scenes and the things that I'm doing to get myself ready for that.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, am I going to trust God within the grace of what he's asking me to do to get it done? And then am I going to refine these tools in my life to help me get there? You know, and like I said, we were having a conversation in my office a couple weeks ago, and God was asking you to stretch in an area. And it's like, this is not necessarily something that you would find, but it's like, can you trust God in the grace to do that? And I think that's where, I mean, Paul the Apostle even wrote like, yeah, you guys say I'm bold in my speech, but I'm, you know, wimpy and, when I'm in front of you in person, right? There was a certain level of that people thought of him, but he says, hey, pray for me that I may speak boldly as I ought to.
Yeah.
Right. Because I may not be gifted in this area in the natural, but can I trust God in it?
So good.
And are we willing to, you know, Peter, I think one of my favorite scriptures when he says, hey, Jesus, if that's you, call me out of the boat. Jesus says, come. Mm-hmm. So what does Peter do? He steps out.
Yeah.
Now there was other disciples in that boat that never got to walk on water. Mm-hmm. Right. But because Peter was willing to trust Jesus enough to take that step of faith, like who walks out in the water?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I would do that if he said it. Right. So that's the question. Like if God said it, Aiden had this conversation with me when he was little and he's like, Dad, do you believe you can walk on water? No. And he's like, well, why? The Bible said, I said, because Jesus didn't ask me to.
Mm.
But if he told me to, do I believe it? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's where, can we trust God enough in the areas of our life to say, God, I don't know how you're going to make this happen, but if you said it, I'm going to believe it and I'm going to step out of the boat to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to go up into my room and continue to pray and trust that God, if I get thrown in the lion's den, you're going to protect me. Can I trust if I get thrown in the furnace? I know my God, I can, I know my God will, but even if he doesn't, like what level of faith are we willing to step into? And we understand this life we live on this earth is temporary,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the life to come is what I'm striving for and it's what I'm looking for. And I think, you know, the level of our effectiveness is what I told is going to be dependent on the level of effort that we're willing to put into our life. And not even like you're saying, it doesn't have to necessarily be a promotion at work. It doesn't have to be. But how effective do we want to be within the confines of the relationships that we have in our life or the people that we're going to come into contact with? How effective do we want to be in preaching the gospel to our neighbors? And so if I want to preach the gospel to my neighbor and, you know, and it's going to take a lot more than a door hanger, right? I got to build trust.
Yeah.
So what do I do? My neighbors know. And you know, again, I'm an introvert, you know, like I'm going to go lock myself in my office and I don't want to be around people.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get me out on my day off.
Right.
Like it takes some convincing, even if I want to do it,
I
realize that people are going to be there and I don't want to go, but my neighbors have my phone number. And so my neighbor can call me
mm-hmm.
when her power goes out and I go and I check her panel.
Yeah.
My other neighbor called me when he needed his four-wheeler pushed up onto a trailer.
Yeah.
Right. And he knew he can call me.
Right. So you do P90X.
Because I built these,
Cause you do P90X.
Because I built these relationships, now I can talk to him about Jesus.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And so if my goal is to see my neighborhood saved, what effort am I willing to put in other than just going and putting a door hanger on or a lawn sign and saying, all right, I'm checking the box. I'm going to see my neighborhood safe. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You got to build relationship and you got to build trust. And I think this happens even in all of our relationships. Again, you want a healthy marriage. You want healthy children. What effort are we willing?
Yeah.
Like the efforts that you put in, you want this strong relationship with your daughter. So you coach them. And I'm sure there's other things you'd rather do on Saturday morning than get up early.
Yeah.
Right. But you put that effort in. Why? Because they're important to you
mm-hmm.
and you're building a longstanding relationship with them. So the level of what we're wanting to achieve, or the level of what we're expecting from God, what is the level of effort that we're willing to put in?
Yeah.
And if we're saying, God, I'm willing to peel my, you know, yeah, ears back and grind. And yeah, I think, you know, again, I mean, you know, I definitely like, put, you know, I'm built in a way where I'll work all hours of the day, and, yeah, and, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't want to get up this morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was tired.
Yeah.
And so, but it takes discipline to do that. Yeah. It takes discipline to go to the gym. It takes discipline to eat right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to put in a TV dinner, but yeah, you know, to cook a good meal that's yeah, going to be healthy for you, it's work.
Yeah.
You know?
So good, Pastor Brian. I just think, you know, in closing, that's, it's the often overlooked practical part. That's not really any less spiritual. Right. In fact, you know, you could say it's equally as spiritual, because it's the step of faith to do our part. Right. It's yep, it's the natural to God's super that really creates a supernatural result. Like always, guys, we want you to like, comment, subscribe. Thank you again, Pastor Brian, for your time. Man, we honor your life and what you're doing. And again, I feel like I'm closing you out like a guest, like we won't see you again. But what a great conversation. Yeah. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Again, like, share, comment, subscribe. We'd love to respond, and see you next time.
Yeah. God bless you guys.